Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with My Opel, rewarding loyalty and taking care of members.
Now, no keys, no degrees. That's the message students are taking to the Dáil this morning as they gather for demonstrations to highlight the ongoing issues around accommodation. Claire Ostick is the Union of Students of Ireland president, and she joins me on the line. Good morning, Claire.
Good morning, Claire. Thank you very much for having me.
So that's very simply, students cannot find accommodation, not just in Dublin, but in many of the cities and towns around the country.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the whole reaction that we're having today outside the Dáil today. So thousands of students across the island still don't have access to accommodation, who are looking at staying in hotels, B&Bs, and also hostels for the year, who are looking at commuting really long distances just to avail of an education. And this whole reactionary protest that we're doing at 12 o'clock onwards from today, followed by a sleep out as well, is in response to what we're hearing on the ground. And there's a lot of frustration and anger, disappointment and outrage by students towards the government for neglecting this issue for far too long. This is not a new emerging issue that has arisen just after the pandemic. It's been here for the last decade, beyond the decade, and we really are calling for immediate action for something to be done, because this cannot go on any longer.
And some people, Claire, are deciding that a four-hour commute or sleeping on a sofa or paying for a hotel room, they just can't do that, and they're opting to defer.
Exactly. And that's the reality of many students at the moment. You know, being able to stay in a secure place for accommodation allows students to make friends. It's having a house over your head. It's being able to have a basic right and try and, you know, be able to, you know, be part of all the opportunities that college life has to present. But if students can't stay in accommodation and they have to stay in hotels, they can't cook for themselves, they're not able to participate in the, you know, the afterlife or social activities if they're commuting. So it's having a huge impact on the overall college experience. And when we talk about access to education, it's not just about getting in the doors, it's about staying on, it's about continuing studies, but it's also about having a place to stay. And that often gets forgotten about. So we cannot talk about access to education when we forget about the accommodation situation. So we really, really do need more purpose-built student accommodation that's affordable, that houses students so they can actually attend college in the first place.
But unfortunately, Claire, that solution isn't going to happen overnight. Even if the government could flick a switch, they're not going to be able to create more purpose-built accommodation for the students who are struggling right now. Have you identified any immediate measures that could be taken to help?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the response to this is that this is not an issue that has just come up overnight. 10 years ago, there were people who were raising this issue, who were doing interviews on the exact same topic. And it really has to start with the government recognising this as an emergency and committing to long-term, effective, sustainable solutions. So the first thing on that, you know, accommodation cannot be built overnight. But if a commitment is made to providing capital grants in the next budget to higher education institutions, that includes universities, ITs and TUs, to build their own college-owned student accommodation, that would be a very positive step in the right direction. And 5 years down the line, 10 years down the line, students wouldn't be in the same situation that they're in now.
Sorry, Claire, to cut across you. The Taoiseach in the United States was asked about this yesterday and he said there are limits to what we can do. What's your reaction to his response?
I think it's very weak. I think it's a cop-out. I think it really does need to be addressed and I think it needs to be seen as a crisis at this stage. Some short-term solutions at the moment as well is bringing legislation in that student accommodation that was set out for student accommodation cannot be turned into tourist lettings and also legislation for rent control. But the main thing at the moment is really committing to a long-term effective strategy that builds purpose-built student accommodation that is affordable.
And is there anything in the Housing for All plan for student accommodation?
Again, it's very weak. There's not that much included within it. And as we keep saying, we really do need to build more purpose-built student accommodation. So we really are hoping for a financial provision and a commitment in the next budget in October to include our calls within it.
So in the next 40 minutes or so, you and your colleagues will be outside Leinster House. What's the plan?
Absolutely. So we'll be meeting from 12 o'clock onwards and we'll be congregating with student union officers across the country, with students as well. And then that will be followed by a sleep out throughout the day. So we'll be staying overnight by Kildare Street and really bringing the calls and real hardship situations from students right to the Dáil that it cannot be ignored any further. you know, I don't want to be on the radio station talking about student accommodation and how hard it is for students. But unfortunately, we have to, because this is the reality of so many students out there who are priced out of an education, who cannot avail of all the opportunities and reach their full potential for the year. Okay. So it really is enough, and we just have to make this issue heard and responded to as well accordingly.
And you'll be there until tomorrow morning, is that what you're planning?
Tomorrow morning, exactly.
All right, Claire Austick, thank you for joining us, USI President.